Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 brings you Dominican Dimensions, a half hour of lively discussion about Catholic issues from a Dominican perspective, featuring the friars from St. Patrick Church in Columbus. And now, Dominican Dimensions.
Welcome to the Dominican Dimension, a half hour of lively discussion about Catholic issues from a Dominican perspective. My name is Father Boniface Endorf, and I'm the parochial vicar at St. Patrick's Parish here in Columbus. And I'm joined in the studio today with Father Stephen Alcott, the pastor of St. Patrick's, and the two other vicars, Father Jerome Zeiler and Father Charles Schonk. Let us start with a prayer before we get started. Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Something that comes up a lot among Catholics is the trope that Catholics don't know Scripture all that well. And often people come to me and say, I don't really know Scripture as well as I should. What's the right way to go about becoming familiar with Scripture? That's a question that priests get all the time. So we want to talk today about how is it that we should approach Scripture as Catholics, particularly how lay people can engage more effectively and fruitfully with Scripture. Any ideas?
Commenting on that question, which I often get as well as a priest, is, you know, what's behind it is Catholics in particular are worried about reading Scripture and incorporating that a lot in their prayer life, and then just coming up with the wrong interpretation of sacred Scripture. And if they read other commentaries, they might, if it's not from a Catholic source, they could come away with a wrong interpretation. And that's not a illegitimate fear by any means. For, you know, there is that, for example, in 2 Peter 3:15, where Peter says, you know, St. Paul, our beloved brother Paul, well, he doesn't say Saint, but our beloved brother Paul spoke according to the wisdom given him. And some things that he says are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction. So you, brethren, knowing this beforehand, beware, lest you too be led astray. So it's not just a Catholic question. It's a question for anyone, really, reading Scripture and who wants to really incorporate this into their prayer life. How can I read Scripture and make sure that I don't come up with the wrong interpretation?
Another reason, I think, as well, is that the Scripture has been studied in the Church for 2,000 years now, and there's so much that has been said about it, that has been understood about it, that it can almost seem impossible to come to grips with. I mean, the Bible itself is a huge book, and then the commentaries on it would fill a library, and it can be so intimidating to even enter into that world that people shy away from it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I think that you have to have approached Scripture with a confidence that God is going to tell you something through it, you know. So you may not be a Scripture scholar. You may not be a great interpreter of Scripture, but God's Word is living and active, right? And if you have a relationship with God, a friendship with God, you're not going to plumb the depths, perhaps, you know, but you will get something out of it. God will tell you something in your reading of Scripture.
I think that's really important, that it's how we view what it is we're doing when we're reading Scripture. Because if you look at it as mastery of a field, mastery of a book, then it's going to be very intimidating, and you're going to worry about getting the right interpretation. But if it's an encounter with God, if it's a meeting with Jesus Christ through his holy word, then that's something that anyone can do simply by reading scripture prayerfully. And so it's important to understand, what is it I'm trying to do when I'm reading scripture? Am I mastering a field of knowledge, or am I encountering God?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of my great favorite quotes from St. Ephrem the Syrian was that when someone comes to scripture, it's like coming to a fountain. And each time this person comes to drink from the fountain, there's more water there. And the person shouldn't be upset that they can't drink the fountain dry. The fountain is always going to be there. There'll always be new water welling up, a new way that this person's thirst can be quenched. And so when we come to scripture, we can recognize that there is not always one. We can't get to the bottom of it. There's always going to be something that God wants to say in that encounter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we see that all the time in our own lives as Dominicans. You know, we pray the Divine Office, the Liturgy of the Hours every day, and we repeat these psalms. There's 150 psalms, you know, and repeat them every month. We go through all the psalms, and some of them we see several times in a week, you know. And, you know, often, much of the time, you know, we chant these words, we speak these words, and maybe they just kind of bounce off, you know. But then, you know, several years later, this verse or this passage that has never meant anything to me suddenly speaks to me, you know, in the circumstances that I'm in, or maybe, you know, somehow my mind has been opened to the meaning of this passage, or in any case, you know, the Holy Spirit is working in that moment, you know. So even if you read a passage of scripture and say, that doesn't mean anything to me, well, okay, maybe it will in a year or two or five, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, going to that question about how do we get the right interpretation, I'd like to say a few things, I'm sure others would too, about that as a helpful way to get the right interpretation. But it is worth saying, you know, St. Peter says that about some of the writings of Paul, which are, yes, hard to understand, and you do need some distinctions, and we'll talk about that. But when it comes to the Gospels, I think anyone can, you know, read the Gospels, and a lot, you know, a lot of what is there is the miracles of Christ, the fundamental teachings of Christ. I think, really safe, even without the tools that we will speak of for making sure you have the right interpretation regarding other places in Scripture. But you're really safe taking the Gospels and incorporating that into your prayer life. One example which I have personally found very helpful, and I know many others have found extremely helpful for centuries, is to use a method that St. Ignatius, actually, St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, really highly recommends and expounds, which is to take a passage, for example, from the Gospels with our Lord there, and put yourself in the place, imagine yourself in the place of one of the characters in the Gospel, and really imagine yourself in that scene, to take time to imagine it. And I've done this many times, for example, with regard to where Peter is walking on water. You know, in great faith, he asks to go out on the water, and our Lord calls him. And he goes out onto the water, and there's a wind and the waves. And as long as he's looking at our Lord, he knows our Lord is right there. He's not going to drown. As long as he's looking at the face of our Lord. But when he takes his eyes off the face of our Lord and looks at the wind and the waves, then he becomes full of fear. Now, the wind and the waves can mean anything, and you can apply that at many different parts in many different ways throughout your life. But to imagine yourself in that scene and then to imagine the Lord holding his hand out to you and bringing you back up, to really put yourself in the scene, I think that's a powerful tool that can be done every day. You know, one can really take the gospel for the day, for example, that's in the liturgy that we have for daily mass, and use that. It's always an option.
And there's many other ways of reading scripture prayerfully. So the key is to find the one that really resonates with you, mm-hmm. and to use that in your daily prayer to enter more deeply into scripture and to hear that God speaking to you through that text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reading the daily readings is a good practice because the church sets before us scripture in these kind of bite-sized pieces, you know, that we can digest. Whereas if you just pick up the Bible and start reading, sometimes it can turn into something that is not digestible, you know, because you're trying to take in too much, you know. Another point I think that's important is that don't think you're doing something wrong if a passage of scripture disturbs you or upsets you, mm-hmm. you know, or, you know, that can be a real opportunity for growth in your faith when you start asking questions. What does this mean? You know, this seems to go against the faith. Well, then you go deeper, you know, you think of it as an opportunity instead of a stumbling block.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in fact, God often intentionally puts difficult parts in Scripture to force us and to give us the opportunity to go to a deeper reading rather than just reading on a shallow, superficial level. And those stumbling blocks, if you will, are entrances into a deeper connection with the text of Scripture.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The Lord throughout Scripture is deliberately trying to be shocking, to shock people out of complacency or out of something.
You're listening to the Dominican Dimension, a half hour of lively discussion about Catholic issues from a Dominican perspective. My name is Father Boniface Endorf, and I'm a parochial vicar at St. Patrick's Parish here in Columbus. And I'm joined in the studio today by Father Stephen Alcott, the pastor of St. Patrick's, and the two other vicars, Father Jerome Zeiler and Father Charles Schonk. And we're talking about how it is that we can fruitfully read Scripture as Catholics. You were saying, Father Jerome?
Yeah. No, sometimes there are, even having gone through 7 years of formation for the priesthood, but having studied a lot of philosophy and theology, even still today, sometimes as I'm really thinking through some parts of Scripture, I will have questions myself about the exact meaning sometimes. And yes, that happens even in the gospel. And I do want to mention a way that I think anyone who may not have that, the years of theology and everything, how they can read Scripture and really try to see how it correlates to the teachings of the church. And we were speaking about this previously, and it's all in the whole, if someone is really familiar with the catechism, if a Catholic is really familiar with the catechism, they have the foundation to distinguish between a good interpretation and a false interpretation. And, you know, it is worth saying, if you read like 2 pages of the catechism every day for a year, just 2 pages a day, you would get through it all. And there's also a shorter version, the compendium of the catechism. And, but a great resource, which I just recently discovered myself, is the Didache Bible, which has footnotes at the bottom and refers you to the catechism, passages in the catechism several passages on basically every page of Scripture. So that is a great resource, which you could use to make sure you're not coming up with a bad interpretation.
And it's important to look at, when you're reading Scripture and trying to interpret it, that when the Jesus in his revelation to us hands over all of himself to us, and this is contained both in Scripture and in the tradition of the church, and these two never contradict themselves. It's the coming to know the one and the same Jesus Christ. And the early creeds given by the church, these were rules for reading Scripture, so you know when your reading is on track or not. So like the creed from the Council of Nicaea, the one we recite every Sunday at Mass, that's a rule to help you read Scripture, so you know if you read a certain part and you're like, wait, that contradicts the creed, you know you've gone astray somewhere. And so you want to read Scripture there's in a way that's unified with what the church teaches, because the church teaching is also knowledge about who Jesus is, which is the same thing as what Scriptures are. And there's many possible ways to read a lot of Scripture. The only real rule is that you know you're going astray when you read it contrary to the creeds of the church.
Yeah. Yeah. It's important to realize you're not alone. You know, when you're opening up the Bible, when you're reading Scripture, this is a community project, an ecclesial project, the interpretation of Scripture. And so you have so many resources to draw on, you know, thousands of years, literally thousands of years of scriptural interpretation to draw on.
And there's still more to be said. People are still writing.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, one image that helps me in terms of reading Scripture is that when you're driving along the highway, you see guardrails, but there's not guardrails everywhere. There's only guardrails in certain places, or those like concrete kind of barriers. That's mainly when there's an important juncture in the road, or you're going on this overpass where if you do veer off, it could be drastic. Most parts of most highways don't have guardrails, so the church intentionally doesn't give a definitive interpretation for every passage in Scripture, because for the most part, you know, God can give you many different revelations through that passage. But there are passages, as Father Boniface was saying, for example, in the Creed, where they're very crucial places, where if we go off, we'll go off pretty far and pretty drastically. Father Jerome was talking about the Didache Bible, which is totally new to me. I'm looking forward to seeing that. If you don't have that, if you have one of the larger versions of the Catechism, in the back there's a scriptural index. You can look up by scripture verse in biblical order all the different references in the Catechism to Scripture. So, for example, if you're reading in the Bible John chapter 6 about the bread of life, you could look up in the back of the Catechism, the scripture index, where does it mention John chapter 6 in the Catechism? And then you can look up the Catechism paragraph number and find it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think an important point to realize about the creeds and scriptural interpretation is that the creeds are there to preserve the richness of revelation, of the truth that God has given us, right? So it's not, the creeds preserve truths that seem contradictory or that are paradoxical, right? So God is both divine, fully divine, and human, fully human. And the temptation is always to reduce the truths of Scripture to something that we can easily understand or that seems straightforwardly logical to us, right? So if God is human, he can't be divine. Or if Jesus is human, he can't be divine. If he's divine, he can't be human. Well, no, the creed says it's both and, right? And that principle of richness, right, scripture contains many different layers of meanings and also truths that seem contradictory or paradoxical being reconciled, right, with each other. The creeds help us to see that. They don't so much keep us from, they don't limit mm-hmm. as much as keep us from limiting Scripture. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think you know, and when it comes to particular issues, though, when there is a question, the key is linking it up with the Catechism. And it's just, the Catechism is such a great resource that we have in our day and age, which makes possible in a way that was not true before. It makes possible for lay Catholics who do not have an extensive theological foundation or anything to really read Scripture and know it well and incorporate it fully into one's prayer life and not be afraid, but avoid all dangers by, if any questions come up, by linking it with the Catechism.
And the Catechism itself is a reflection of church teaching. Mm-hmm. And that came about through these 2,000 years of people reading Scripture and then getting in disagreements about what it means. And then the church, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, deciding that issue so that what Jesus transmitted to us, revealed to us, is safeguarded through the ages. And so a lot of the Catechism is based in these disputes that initially started over what Scripture actually said. And one of the things, and this is what Father Charles was talking about, was that you have to read Scripture in its fullness as one whole book. And it's easy when reading a specific part to say, oh, this means that. But then that might contradict something else elsewhere in the Bible. So how do we hold both of those to be true? And this is often where the debates over Scripture happen in church history that were decided by the church. And so the Catechism gives you basically a one-book form, how the church has interpreted Scripture through all the saints, through the magisterium, through the communal reading of the Bible throughout the past 2,000 years. And you have it at your fingertip today.
Yeah, I was wondering, maybe we could all talk about, like, if someone asks us, hey, Father, I'd like to really dive into the Scriptures, what's a good place to start? What would you all say?
Maybe what just go what I usually tell people is, I say, first off, you wanna be reasonable. Some people, they it's like a gym membership, and they want to get in shape, and they're like, I'm going to work out for 2 hours a day, every day of the week. And of course, they're not going to do it. I say, take 5 minutes every day and work it in your daily routine so it becomes like brushing your teeth, just something you do. And I usually recommend starting with the Gospel of Luke. I think that's a good one to start with. And to not read it like a novel where you're just, you know, it's like a page turner. But instead of trying to cover material or master that gospel, instead to read it as God speaking to you through that text. So read it slowly. Think about every word. Think about what God is trying to tell you through that for just 5 minutes a day. And that will bear a lot of fruit. And that 5 minutes can expand over time. But if you really get down to doing that every day, it will bear great fruit.
Why do you say start with Luke?
Because he's the apostle to the Gentiles in his gospel. He's the gospel of the Gentiles. So Matthew's great, the gospel of Matthew. But it helps if you know the Old Testament when you read Matthew. John can be difficult. He's the most difficult of the four. And Mark's really quick. So I think that, I mean, and you're not going to go wrong with any gospel. Yeah. But I usually think that Luke's the easiest for someone to enter into who doesn't have a lot of Bible knowledge.
For me, I also recommend people to pick a gospel, start with that. And it's good to make sure you have a Catholic Bible, a translation that will include, hopefully, footnotes that really help provide some of those guardrails, perhaps the New American Bible or the Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. So, but I just recommend to people, just, you could start with the readings of the day, or you could start with the beginning of a gospel and just kind of read it, not to cover a lot of ground, but just to cover enough so that you can sort of listen for God speaking to you. When you find a word or a phrase that kind of resonates with you, stop. Just reflect on that. And when you start getting distracted, then move on again and keep reading.
If someone listening is interested in going further with this, one thing I just want to mention is the practice of Lectio Divina. You can just Google it and learn more about it. But it's an ancient practice. We do it as Dominicans. And it's it has a few parts. You could just Google it, Lectio Divina. And it's the practice, it has a few steps, the practice of reading sacred Scripture.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dominican Dimension. My name is Father Boniface Endorf, and I'm a parochial vicar at St. Patrick's Parish here in Columbus. I'm joined in the studio by Father Stephen Alcott, the pastor at St. Patrick's, and the two other vicars, Father Charles Schonk and Father Jerome Zeiler. Let's end in prayer. O light of the Church, teacher of truth, rose of patience, ivory of chastity, freely you have poured forth the waters of wisdom. Preacher of grace, unite us with the blessed. Amen.
Dominican Dimensions is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820. Archives of Dominican Dimensions and all of our locally produced programs are available at stgabrielradio.com. Veni, Sancti.